The Pythagorean trig identities. Here's our circle again. Our unit circle. Going to draw up a right angle triangle there in the first quadrant. Its radius of this circle is 1. We know from coordinate geometry that the equation of that particular circle would be x squared plus y squared is equal to 1. Now, we can easily show through trig that y is equal to the sine of theta. And x is equal to the cosine of theta. If I substitute that into our equation of the circle, we come up with our first trig identity, that being sine squared theta plus cos squared theta is equal to 1. And it is always true, so long as the angle is the same, that sine squared theta plus cos squared theta is equal to 1. That's why it has the name Pythagorean trig identity, because basically it's Pythagoras, if you think of it looking at the triangle. X squared plus y squared is the hypotenuse squared. Okay. If I now divide everything by sine squared theta, then I get sine squared on sine squared, which is, of course, 1. Cos squared on sine squared, which would be cot squared. And 1 on sine squared, which would be... And there's the second of our trig identities. 1 plus cot squared is cosec squared. But what if, instead of having divided it by sine squared, I divided it by cos squared? Then I would have got sine squared divided by cos squared, which would be 10. Cos on cos, well, that's just... And the reciprocal of cos squared. And there's the third of our trig identities. So basically we have these three Pythagorean trig identities, which really are all the same one identity, but just being manipulated around. In addition, our relationship, the tan theta is sine theta on cos theta, also comes in handy when we're playing with our trig identity proofs. Now, the first example I put here is actually not an example that personally I would use a trig identity for, but textbooks tend to put it in, because what they expect you to do is to say, well, cos theta is 3/4, tan theta is negative, so that tells me which quadrant am I in. Okay, cos theta is 3/4, tan theta is negative. Got to be in the fourth quadrant. Therefore, sine theta must be negative. Yep. We know sine squared plus cos squared is 1. Substitute 3/4 into the cos squared. Work out sine squared. That's what they're expecting you to do. I think that's a waste of time. Personally, I would just draw up a triangle and go, well, I know the cosine of theta is 3/4. Bit of Pythagoras, the other side's root 7. And I'll just read off the triangle, sine theta. We've determined it's in the fourth quadrant, so it must be negative. There's my answer, minus root 7 on 4. Much, much quicker. Far more efficient. What they would, I think, are anticipating you to do is to sub into the sine squared plus cos squared is equal to 1 and solve that. But, not quite as efficient. Then you get these ones where they just say simplify down the trig. Now, sometimes they're so easy you can just look at them and go, there's the answer. This possibly is one of those. 1 minus cos squared is? But just say, for instance, just say in some crazy world, we went, ooh, don't know. Can't work that out. But I do know my three trig identities. So what I could do is say, I know that sine squared plus cos squared is 1, so I could substitute in for cos squared 1 minus sine squared, and then tighten that up, I get 1 minus 1 plus sine squared, sine squared. Okay. So we could always fall back to our trig identities if we didn't see it straight away. So similarly, sec squared minus tan squared, we'd go, in that crazy world again, Not sure what that's going to be. Ah, however, I have a trig identity that involves sex squared and tan squared. It is that... This is... We'll say it again. So let's substitute that in. If sex squared is 1 plus tan squared, I get 1 plus tan squared minus tan squared, 1. Here we go. So, tan theta, cos theta. I see something like that. My three trig identities, well, they involve squares. That's where the other relationship, of course, then comes in handy. And I can say tan theta is sine theta on cos theta. Cos theta's cancel. And we get sine theta. All right, proof. Now, let me say this about proofs, and I know there was a couple of yours talking to about this yesterday. Some teachers are very paranoid about you writing LHS, RHS, and things like that. I'm fairly confident that you know your left from your right. All we have to do is prove that this is equal to this. Now, how you do it, of course, is up to you. I'm going to start with the left-hand side. I don't need to write LHS down because, it is on the left. Amazing. Now, I'm going to work with this and hopefully show it's tan alpha on 2. Well, I see the sec squared. That's the first thing that stands out to me. And I know I've got a trig identity that involves sec squared. It is, of course, 1 plus tan squared, which means the top of that fraction really is simply 2 tan squared. Now, you might not put those two steps of working out. It's certainly quite satisfactory to jump from 2 sec squared minus 2 to 2 tan squared. I mean, that's certainly allowable. And then we've got 2 cancels with 4. It is the right-hand side. We have proven what we want. Tan alpha on 2. Done. You don't need to write QED. Keep this in mind, though. You don't have to do it that way. I started with the left-hand side and I proved the right-hand side. It is certainly acceptable to start with the right-hand side and prove the left-hand side. That might be easier. And if it's a bit difficult either way, maybe do it this way. Work on the left-hand side and the right-hand side independently of each other, and then eventually they'll come and say, oh look, I've shown they're both the same thing. Therefore, they must be equal. Never, ever, 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 I think I said ever enough times, just in case, ever, solve it like an equation. It is not an equation. Why is it not an equation? Okay, watch this. You want me to prove this is true as if it's an equation? I'll multiply both sides by 0. 0 equals 0 is true, therefore I've proven it. Oh, okay. All right, here we go. Jolly good fellow. And we'll do 4F as well. A pun for 4F. I'll think of it later.